Didn't you just get fired up a couple of weeks ago when somebody said on a news show, that woman's probably never worked a day in her life, oh, except for raising those five boys she raised at home. But we're not going there today. Thank you so much. And we are going right where you are, moms. And I just want to add my congratulations and happy Mother's Day. Thank you for all that you do that we cannot take all day today even to describe or to get our minds around. I suppose there's a library full of books to be written in this room right now from mothers and from their life experience and from the treasure of their wisdom, every one of them a Pulitzer Prize book. Thanks, Mom. We're so glad. And today we want to honor you and encourage you and try to be a blessing to you. This is your day. Now, most of us guys, we start thinking about Mother's Day gifts, around 10 p.m. on the night before Mother's Day. But we'll get to that on Father's Day. Today, we're blessing mothers. So I was thinking, what do we give you today that will somehow, in some tangible way, express to you the value that we place on you, the recognition that you are due and worthy of, and the respect that certainly ought to be yours as mothers. So I was thinking about gifts, and I thought, well, we could go the traditional route. Maybe a card would be good. There's 140 million Mother's Day cards that'll be sold this weekend, totaling $671 million. How about flowers? They're popular. This year probably hit about $2 billion in Mother's Day flowers. And what about a small gift or a large gift? Well, the average is about $152 per person. $18.6 billion spent on holiday gifts for Mother's Day. Maybe yours is a little more invested. Maybe you put a little more of your heart into it. Maybe a phone call if your mother lives away. Do you know that today is the highest volume of calls of any day throughout the whole year? Mother's Day. Calling home to wish our mothers a happy Mother's Day. Today's the busiest restaurant day of the year, as many of us are going to be discovering very soon. Restaurateurs love Mother's Day. Or maybe you attended church today with your mother. I read a study that Mother's Day, in the course of a year of all special days, is third in attendance only to Easter and Christmas. Mother's Day. And why not? What a blessing you are to your mother today, to be in church with her today. That really blesses her, and that's very important to her. Thank you for doing that today. And Mom, I know you're blessed if you're able to have your children and grandchildren here with you today, or at least know where they are. Perhaps they're in church today thinking about you. Phone call to come later. Now, as a side note, dads, there were 7 holidays on the list of that survey or that study, and Father's Day as a special day of the year was last on the list of 7. Guys, we got 6 weeks to turn that around. Amen. But if you're in church today, you're here to honor your mother, and I think that's a wonderful and very right thing to do. Now, the advertisers and the marketers and the retailers want you and I to believe and to think that it takes money to ensure a happy Mother's Day. That's why they spend millions and millions of dollars to get us to spend billions and billions of dollars to bless our mothers, because that's what it takes. It takes money to be a blessing. But the question I have for you today is, does it really take more money to make a happy Mother's Day, or could it possibly be more meaning in this Mother's Day? More money or more meaning? One study I read found that many moms would actually prefer a more meaningful gift over the typical or traditional Mother's Day gift. Many moms said, I'd much rather have a handwritten card from the heart than the best Hallmark card you can buy. A meaningful gift. Now, guys, children, I'm not here today officially recommending that you skip all those other more traditional kinds of Mother's Day gift. Too risky. Way too risky. That's why I was in the mall yesterday. I told Beverly this morning, I said, I deserve hazard pay for this. And I don't know if you've ever been to the mall on the eve of Mother's Day, but I'm telling you, it's a dangerous proposal. It really is. It was life-threatening to me, I'm telling you. I was frightened, but I did succeed. And I bought the more traditional kinds of things that I know my wife, my children's mother, likes and loves and would enjoy and would communicate to her. So I'm not saying we skip all those things, but I want to suggest that maybe in addition to all of that, there might be something of greater value that holds a little more meaning for our mothers this year. I encourage you to turn to Exodus chapter 20, and I think we'll find there, and we'll partner this verse with one in Ephesians chapter 6, something that might just mean the world to your mother, might mean more than anything you could buy her today or give her today as a material gift. More than the cards, more than the flowers, more than the lunch, more than the cleaning of the house or the dishes, more than any of those, these things might just be more meaningful than anything. Here it is. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. You'll recognize this immediately as one of the words or one of the list of items, one of the 10 commandments. This one's number 5. What's special about number 5 is that it's the first one on the list that is pertaining to human relationships. The first 4 relate to our relationship to our Father in heaven, to our Creator, to God. The 5th one is the first of the 10, which address how we ought to, as people, relate to one another. And wouldn't you know, God starts right here with this commandment: honor your father and your mother. Now, dads, we'll get to the father part of this in 6 weeks on Father's Day. We're going to pack the house because we want everybody else to hear that about honoring our fathers, don't we? Yeah, but not today. Honor your father and your mother, which is interesting that in a typically male-dominated patriarchal system, as was the case when these words were first given as commandments, that mom is listed. I want to remind you today, regardless of what social norms or history says, moms, you've always been very special in the heart of God. So much so that God would include in His commandment, the first to govern human relationships, children, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. We find also in Ephesians, Paul, when he's writing about family relationships and human dynamics, that he quotes the same commandment in Exodus chapter 1. He says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Now, obedience is a component of honor. If we honor our parents, we will obey them. To disobey is to dishonor. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. Paul writes parenthetically, this is the first commandment with this kind of a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. See, God ties a healthy life. God ties abundant living. God ties a quality of existence to the level at which we honor our mothers and father. And I think herein we find a great Mother's Day gift, folks. And that is to give our mothers what our Heavenly Father commanded us to give them as a gift. One word: honor. Today we want to honor our mothers. But because that word is so rich and so full and so packed with meaning, I want to spend the rest of our time unpacking the word honor. What does it mean to honor our mothers? First, let me suggest that to honor our mothers, we must respect her for who she is. Respect. The Old Testament word that is translated into English as honor means to give weight to. It means to be significant, to be heavy. It means to be respect worthy. In the intensive form, it literally means to show respect. It's the same word, by the way, in the Old Testament that describes how we ought to feel towards God and the deference and the respect we ought to show to the Lord. The same word in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. The Lord says this. He says, "Those who honor me, I will honor." So the same word is used in our relationship to God as our relationship to our parents. And on today, we emphasize our relationship to our mothers. We are to honor our mothers as we are to honor, same word, the Lord God Himself. Now, I don't want to be confused or confuse you. Mom is not God. Even though I've heard one or two moms in my lifetime quote from Bill Cosby, "I brought you into this world and I can take you out." That is a funny saying, but moms aren't God. They don't think themselves to be God. But I can tell you this, moms are instruments of God. Moms are tools in the hand of God and in the life of a child. Moms meet the physical and the emotional needs of young children and raise them up as they shape and build their character. And most importantly, lead them into a relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, so that they may know and understand His ways and live according to His principles and precepts and apply His wisdom and live the same kind of abundant life through honoring their mother, even as they honor the Lord. In the New Testament, that same word honor means to set in high regard. And in the context of Ephesians 5 and 6, as we'll learn in the coming weeks, we are to respect each other and we are to defer to one another and we are to honor one another in the same context as our honor toward God. Let me put this in very simple forms for you. We are honoring God as we honor our mothers. As we respect our mother, we are demonstrating respect toward God because that's the relationship God has set up. That's the way this family thing has been established, that we are to respect our mothers as unto the Lord. And as we respect our mothers, we respect or honor or defer to or reverence the Lord in high regard. So I would suggest that we reinstitute or return to the relationship of mother and children, the concept of respect, because it is so important that we respect our mothers. To disrespect our mother is to disrespect God. To disobey our parents is to disobey God, because they are the tool or the instrument of God in the life of a child. Now, I will admit to you, moms, we understand, even as you heard in our sketch, that motherhood is a noble assignment. It is a high calling of God. It is a critically important task, and as such, deserves the same respect due to the Lord, to the one who represents the Lord in our lives. What I don't understand is sometimes I hear children today, and some of them not so young of children today, speaking to their moms in very disrespectful terms. I've been in a few places where I've had to pray through the temptation to shake somebody and say, "Don't you know who that is? That is your mother." I'm not so sure in some circumstances who's in charge or who's running things or who respects who. Sometimes I'm afraid we parents have misread the scriptures and come to respect ourselves and disrespect our parents and demand that our parents respect us. Oh, by the way, the media and contemporary pop culture will agree with that reversal, that children are the pinnacle and parents exist for the sake of the kids and respect is out the window. I said to one lady, I said, "You know, that's a very important thing to respect your mother." And she said, "You don't know my mother." I said, "You may be right, but I know one thing. She is still your mother. And you are obligated, required of God, to respect your mother." I'd like to introduce you to a word combination. It's not a very popular combination these days, especially in various parts of the country. Here's the word. Are you ready for this? Jot this down. Yes, ma'am. Did you write that down? I was recently in New York City, and I went into the Starbucks in New York City, and the lady served me my coffee, and I said, "Thank you, ma'am." And she looked straight up at me and got this big smile on her face, and she said, "You're from Texas, aren't you?" You know what I said? "Yes, ma'am." You don't have to call me ma'am, son. No, I choose to call you. I'm respecting you. I don't know you or anything about you, but I know that you as a person created by God are worthy of the respect that I give and show towards God. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. It's a real simple Southern thing, I know. It may even seem overly simplistic. It may seem ignorant. I just think it's a good way to demonstrate respect to whom respect is certainly due. I tell you, one thing we could do for our mothers today is, regardless of how rocky the relationships are, is to return some measure of respect to the relationship. By the way, there is no time limit on this commandment. There is no time. We want our children to obey and be respectful, yes, but we are always children, right? And so we don't outgrow the mandate or the commandment to honor even after the commandment to obey expires, because we take on that responsibility before God directly. In the obedience category, we become directly responsible for God. But that does not mean honor expires. Honor your mother and your father, that it may go well with you. Because if you don't, your mother may exercise her rights to take you out. Respect her for who she is. Let me offer a second way to honor and bless your mother today, and to gift her on this Mother's Day with something that'll be more meaningful than the material. First, respect her for who she is. Secondly, recognize her with appreciation. Remember, we're unpacking this word honor. What does it mean? The word means to recognize. At times it's used in the context of an acknowledgement and even an opportunity to give credit where credit's due, to pay what is owed, to recognize. I'll give you an example. In John chapter 4, this same word is used when Jesus was teaching in his own hometown, in his own synagogue, Nazareth, and the people disrespected him because they failed to recognize him. They didn't recognize him for who he was. You know what the word is? Honor. They didn't honor him. A prophet is without honor in his own hometown. Do you know what that means? It means Jesus was deserving of respect and of honor. They should have recognized who he was. They should have appreciated what he brought to them. Instead, they took him for granted. Instead, they failed to recognize him for who he is, and they did not demonstrate a heart of gratitude or of thanksgiving or appreciation to the one to whom recognition was due. And I suspect many moms, if not most, know how that feels, to be and to go unrecognized. What's unrecognized is typically unappreciated. Let me say that again. What is unrecognized is oftentimes unappreciated. Now, let me say on behalf of our moms that moms don't do what they do for the recognition. They really don't. That's something that's really inconsistent with the heart of a godly woman and a godly mother. She doesn't do what she does for the recognition. But you and I both know, we all know, that a little recognition with appreciation goes a long way to priming the pump for the heart of a mother and the love that flows. What is recognized is often appreciated. Unrecognized, unappreciated. Did you know that the average stay-at-home mom works 94.7 hours a week in the home? Did you know that if a mom works outside the home, she works 57.9 hours inside the home after she's worked outside the home? Why, moms, let me tell you why you're feeling so tired. By the time your child turns 18, a mom will have amassed 18,000 hours of child-generated labor work. Now, moms, turn to your husbands or to your children or to your neighbor and say, "No wonder I'm so tired." Go ahead. You deserve it. You worked hard. Reminds me of the story. The father and the four-year-old were sitting, and he was trying to explain to her marriage and what it meant to have a wife and be husband and wife. And so he got the marital album out, and he was showing the pictures. He said, and mom came down the aisle, and the preacher gives these words, and he makes us to be husband and wife. Do you understand now? And she said, "I think so. So is this when mommy came to work for us?" No wonder you're tired. By the way, I read one study this week that said 93% of moms would prefer on Mother's Day to have some quiet time to relax. Did I get amen from the sisters? All right, now I'm going to tell you one, and most of you are just going to flat out deny it, and we're not going to call you out on it. I'm just going to tell you, 1 in 3 mothers secretly wish they could have Mother's Day alone. But they won't, because they're mothers. Secretly, though, they really wish they could sleep in, lay around and have a cup of coffee or tea, maybe some orange juice, read a good book, get out of their pajamas at around, say, the crack of 2:30 in the afternoon. Maybe sit out in the backyard and just breathe. No one calling, Mommy or Honey. Just time to decompress and to relax. It's because they just do so much. You know how it goes. The husband and wife are there in the home. It's bedtime. They are watching their show. They're ready to go to bed. He says, Honey, I think I'll go to bed. And she says, Me too. So she gets up and she begins to blow out candles and turn off lights. She begins to put dishes away. She takes the laundry from the washing machine and puts it in the dryer, takes the clothes that are in the dryer and folds them and hangs them in the closet or puts them in the cabinet. She goes through the house and checks the door. She sets the alarm. She picks up a few things from the stairs or from the hallway so nobody will trip in the night. And finally, after 20 or 30 minutes of this shutting down, she goes to bed. 20 minutes earlier, the husband says, I think I'll go to bed. And he got up and went to bed. I want to say, moms, it's a shame we only have Mother's Day once a year. But let me say to you on this day, today is a day of recognition for you, to acknowledge what you do and how wonderfully well you do it, and to demonstrate to you appreciation. We know what you do. Oftentimes, we walk right past it and we don't seem to recognize. But today we stop our busy pace long enough to take a look at what you do and to recognize you for who you are and to say to you, thank you. Moms, thank you. Now, knowing how tired you are, Mom, we give you collective and I give you pastoral permission. Sometime today, just slip off by yourself and chill. You deserve it. You really do. A mother, Lori, said it this way. All I ever want for Mother's Day, really, is for my kids and husband. Sorry. Wrong church. I don't even know what I was reading. Let me start over. All I ever want for Mother's Day, really, is for my kids and husband to say thank you and tell me they're glad I'm their mom. I don't need cards, flowers, gifts, anything. Just acknowledgement and love. I mean, they're all full of love for me, she says, all the time. But it would be nice to hear. You're a great mom. Thanks. Actually, she says, it would be nice to hear on Monday, too. Can I get an amen from the moms in the room? I thought so. All right, let's get this third now as we extend to you a heartfelt thank you and demonstrate to you today by way of recognition our appreciation. Moms, thanks. And now the third. Respect her for who she is. Recognize her with appreciation. These are tied up in that word honor. It's what it means to honor someone, respect and recognition with appreciation. And finally, that word honor speaks of value. Value. So I would suggest today as a part of your Mother's Day gift, value your mother by demonstrating love for her. That word honor sometimes means as a verb to assess or to estimate or to fix the value of. As a noun, it describes the worth of someone, their inherent worth, their value. We like the word precious. We say someone is precious, something is precious. It means it holds in itself a high value. It has been estimated to be valuable. A price has been fixed, a value fixed, and the description of that value is precious. Now, moms, we know that we cannot put a dollar amount on everything that moms do. That is not how we demonstrate to you what you are worth. Salary.com, however, has made an attempt. Moms, good news. Today, moms, you are worth $112,962 a year in your role as mom. Now, if you work outside the home as well as inside the home, you can just add your annual salary to that. But this is your base salary for the work that you do in the home. It encompasses a number of roles and occupations like a housekeeper, cook, driver, teacher, cop, accountant, nurse, psychologist, CEO, and the list goes on. Moms are incredibly valued. But you know as well as I do, we cannot put a dollar figure on it. But for most moms, isn't this true? The love of their children is payment enough. The love of her children, the love of her husband, the love of her family is payment enough. That's why she does what she does. That's what makes her even more valuable. Because while we could, theoretically speaking, put a dollar figure per hour based on the occupation that she is performing or fulfilling at that moment, you cannot put a dollar figure on a mother's love. And when all that is done because of love, it makes it precious and insurmountably valuable and incredibly worthy. It's the nature of a mom, though, to love. And along with that nature, it is the nature of the mom to love and to extend that loving care and sometimes to touch and sometimes to grab and sometimes to hang on to. That's not a problem. Sometimes the nature of a kid is to push away and to reach beyond and to strive for freedom. It's that tug and pull, push and pull of becoming an adult. It's a tricky time. It's a very difficult time. Sometimes what we find is children who are always taking but never giving. Sometimes we find it's those growing up children and young adults who only need mom when they need something from mom, but they don't really want mom to be a part of their lives. Here's an interesting statistic. I found that only 48% of people who have a Facebook account are friends with their mother on Facebook when she has a Facebook account. I don't know how significant that statistic is. I don't have a Facebook account, but when I did, my mom was a friend on Facebook. Is yours? See, moms have this something about them in them. And me not being a mom, I'm telling you secondhand, but I have a great and wonderful mom and a terrific mother of my children and a great mother-in-law. I've been around them enough to know there's something in the heart of a mother that doesn't just want to cook, just want to clean, just want to put back in place, just want to direct, just want to discipline, just want to encourage. There's something in the heart of a mother that wants to connect at a deep level and be a part of her child's life. One of the greatest, most wonderful, intangible, yet priceless and precious gifts your mother could receive from you this Mother's Day just might be you recommitting yourself to tangibly, visibly, and daily demonstrate your love for your mother by letting her back in and showing her by your actions how much you love her. If your love for your mother this year is only written down in Mother's Day greeting cards or a vase of roses or a cute gift from the mall, you got to ask yourself, is that anywhere, any way, the kind of love that you've received from your mom all these years? Can you put all of that love in a card? Can you put the sum of all that compassion and love and care and concern in a simple one-day gift? Can you? Then how can we express our love to our mothers adequately, sufficiently, in just a simple card on a simple day, or a dozen roses, or an expensive gift from the store? Let me suggest to you, actions speak louder than Mother's Day cards. If I ask you today, do you love your mother? Everything in you would instantly respond, yes, because you don't know any other way. It's just in there. It's right. It's natural. It's godly to love your mother. So I have a second question, because you are the kind of people at Champion Forest Baptist Church on a Sunday morning who are willing to go an extra step. So the second question for you today would be this. Does she know it? Are you showing it? Is it believable? Is it tangible? Is it consistent? Is it more than a simple card or a rose or a gift on Mother's Day? We all want to give our mothers a great gift on Mother's Day. We really do. Let me offer you three simple statements that you might package up in this year's Mother's Day gift that might mean, no, will mean more to her than any material gift she will receive. Say this, Mom, I am grateful to God that you are my mother. I recognize you as a gift from God. You are God's instrument in my life. You are God's representative in my world. You are my first real vision of who God is. You are how I primarily know what God is like. I'm grateful to God that you are my mother. Try this. Mom, I recognize and I appreciate all you've done and continue to do for me. I don't take you for granted, nor anything you do for me. Sometimes I'm in a hurry and I'm busy and you've done something for me and I fail to notice, I don't recognize, and I don't extend appreciation. But today I want to be sure you understand that I recognize all you do for me, and I want to say to you today, thank you. Oh, and Mom, I want you to know by my actions, not just my words, that I love you. And Mom, these actions will continue when this day is done. Thank you for loving me, Mom. I cannot love you the way you've loved me, I confess. But I do love you as best I can, Mom. I tell you, if we sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters could package those three phrases, wrap them up and put a bow on them and give them to our moms today, this might just be the best Mother's Day ever. And that might just be the most wonderful gift we've ever given our moms. And that might make this day to be truly Happy Mother's Day.
We hope you enjoyed the message today and that it'll be a source of encouragement to you this week. We desire to help people make sense out of life through Christ-centered living. It all begins with a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Have you placed your trust in Christ? Well, no one can get to heaven by being good enough. We all have to trust Jesus Christ alone for forgiveness of sin and a home in heaven. For more information on this unique life in Christ, as well as more information on Champion Forest Baptist Church, we invite you to go to our website at championforest.org.